Good morning, Terry.
How bad was the devastation, and what did it take to clean it up?
The tornado struck the property on the evening of Monday, June 21st, and the cleanup, it continues through today.
And how much is available and open to the public right now?
You know, we have 65 historical structures in ethnic villages on 200 acres, and most of the site escaped the devastation. The twister really centered on our visitor center, mall, and our parking lot. That said, there were close to 3,000 trees that were felled during the storm.
What's open now? What can people take in this weekend?
Right. Most of the site is open and free of that tree damage now. We have five buildings that will be closed off. Several of them were non-interpreted buildings, Utica Stable and Peterson Wagon Shop. The main building that people, there are two main buildings, I think, that people will notice that are not going to be open to the public this weekend, and that's the Caldwell Hall Education Center and the Grote Lucien Blacksmith Shop. Both of them received some damage. We feel that within the next 30 days, both of those buildings will be open. We've moved the blacksmithing to our finish area. The Rankinen Farm has a blacksmithing shop in it, and we just will have that open this weekend.
The park has been closed for part of June and most of July. Is the lost revenue going to be tough to make up?
Yes, it is. We have insurance through the state, since we're the state of Wisconsin, and there is a part of that is a revenue-based insurance, but we haven't heard how much of that will cover. So we're certainly asking people to come and visit us now and bring some friends, because that if we get a good visitation the rest of the season, we will feel that we can make that up.
And you have some special events this weekend to help encourage people to come back.
We do. This weekend is Laura Ingalls Wilder plus Farm Power.
And what are those events all about?
It's a big special event for us. July on the farm would be threshing.
Sure.
And since this is primarily a farming museum, in spring we have special events where we plant the grain. In July, we thresh the grain. And then in October, we have events where we're plowing the grain under the ground and reseeding. So this is our big summer celebration, if you will.
And the Laura Ingalls Wilder event, I'm sure, will be popular.
It will. You know, we have a look-alike pageant so that children can come dressed as Laura or Mary or Carrie or even Willie, Ma and Pa sometimes. And the kids can jump in haystacks. They can make ice cream and popcorn. There's lots of games for them as well.
Dawn St. George, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.